Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
You're killing me, Smalls.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Wax on, wax off.
I'm your Huckleberry.
This is my boomstick!
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Shuts your hole!
You're listening to Comic Con Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Elijah.
We did it.
Nice sit down, everybody.
Good podcast. How are you guys doing this week?
Pretty good. I got this coffee at a local coffee shop, and it tastes like whiskey.
Looks like you just poured cola into an iced coffee cup.
Yeah, so I've never...
Or beer, a dark beer.
Yeah, almost, really dark beer. I like the style, though, without the straw. Cole would say I'm drinking it like an adult.
But that was an iced coffee?
Yeah, well, I guess it was iced.
They wouldn't put a hot one in that kind of
Which
cup.
I was surprised. I had ordered an iced coffee, but they didn't put any ice in it. Mm. So it's just a cold coffee.
Well, with this climate.
We can't afford the ice.
Can't touch the ice.
Yeah, don't touch the ice. There's no ice.
Man,
they say those are dirty, though. Like, the ice machines are filthy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can be if you don't take care of them.
Well, if you're I don't know. I've heard, like, you don't want...
All of those. Like, coffee machines, the juice machines at hotels.
Ew!
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I worked at they're full of nastiness.
I
drink all
the
orange juice out of those. I'm like, I need more. I just... Gross. That's
it. Yeah.
When I was, like, about... I don't know, 10 years ago, I worked at a Denny's and a Perkins at the same time.
Ooh, turf war.
So, like, when I was in Bismarck, I would work at the Denny's, and when I was living in Dickinson, I would work at the Perkins, and the Perkins was filthy. It was bad. But
are you talking the ice machine or the pop machine?
Just the whole place.
The whole thing was nasty.
The whole place was nasty.
Okay.
But when I would come to Bismarck, I would work the overnight shifts at the Denny's. And, like, those juice machines, like, if you don't clean them, like, constantly, they are dirty. But I would clean those every single night. Like, I would, but it takes a while. You have to flush them out with clean water. Like, there's a special thing to put in there, and you flush it out with cold water. There's these little steel ball bearings in there that kind of cut off for the amount. If you want a large juice or a shorter juice, a glass of juice, you just press a button and it times out, and there's a ball bearing that sinks down. So you have to pull that out and clean that. Like, yeah, I would clean that all by hand. Like,
yuck.
Every night that I would work the overnights, like, that was a much, much cleaner restaurant than the Dickinson restaurant that I was working at. Don't ever eat there if you're passing through town.
Good to know. Well, we're going to be headed through there, I'm thinking.
I think so.
Well, I was really disappointed because we were thinking about going down through the reservation there. And because there is a place that sells the best breakfast pizza you'll ever eat.
Okay.
But Deanne had messaged her friend that lives down there, and she says, is it closed? And they're like, yeah, no outsiders.
Yeah.
So we'll have to go to Belfield and then down, I'm thinking. Is that the way you guys usually roll?
Yeah,
that sounds right. I think I've gone through Dickinson
it's
a lot of quiet roads back there.
You can take
it's really windy.
You can take a left when you're going through Dickinson on Villard Avenue. You're on Villard Avenue, and then when you hit the Hardee's, you take a left and start driving. You go under the bridge and you can drive that way and get to South Dakota from there.
Cool.
But it's a long way and not a lot of gas stations and stuff, though. So it's kind of like if you run out of gas or something happens.
We're driving cars that have fuel efficiency. Yeah. We're good. What happened to your car?
I just took it in for an alignment.
Good call.
Pulling a little to the left, and then after above 55, it's a little lumpy, you know, wiggly wobbly. So I was like, maybe a balance too. And so they pulled me into the shop, and they're like, check out this, and there's bulges on a couple of these tires.
Dang.
And I was like, well, good thing I'm getting it checked out now, so I'm going back for a set of tires tomorrow.
Cool.
Get it all ready for the road trip.
Hopefully. Look what I did, Cole.
Spending all the money.
Yeah, all of my gambling money.
No, I don't know how much you guys set aside for that particular activity, but I was going through my change jar, which there's a change shortage. We should be talking about this.
What are you talking about?
I only heard about this yesterday, and I didn't believe it.
Right, so a lot of places, Kroger, the grocery stores, they are not giving out change to customers. And what they say is, we will round up your purchase, and we'll put it onto a, what do they call it, Kroger's rewards card.
Okay.
And then you can use it for your next purchase. And a lot of places are doing this because of COVID, all of these Coinstars, the banks that would recycle change have been out of commission.
Oh, really?
So they're all just hanging on to change. People can't cash in their change. So there it is. It just sits in these machines. And I didn't even think that would be a thing.
I didn't either.
But apparently it's a thing.
I've been to a few places.
If you don't want COVID, don't put pennies in your mouth.
I've been to a few places that's requesting, if you're paying cash, to have exact change. Mm-hmm. Or they're saying round up. But in regards to like a donation to a food pantry or something,
which
they're
is
like,
admirable.
Yeah, you know, yeah, go for it. Donate your 17 cents or whatever. Just, you know, eventually it adds up and it'll go make a difference, I guess.
Yeah. So. I had a guy that had gone to the bank to cash a check, and I'm like, who does that anymore? But okay. He went to cash a check to get the cash out. And they said, well, we don't have change for you, so we will just deposit the whatever 51 cents into your account.
Cool.
It's like, wow.
I'm sitting on a bucket of change.
Dude, that's worth a lot of money. It's worth at least triple right now.
Yeah.
No, I heard about that yesterday, but I heard it from my ex-girlfriend. Her dad just passed away not too long ago, so I called her up to just say, like, hey, how's everything going? Like, you doing okay? And that. But we got to talking, and she was talking about that, but I was thinking, I don't know if I believe her, because I haven't heard this, and, you know, sometimes I'm just not sure if, like, that's, like, true information, you know?
Yeah.
So, if that's, like, a reliable source, but then, like, yeah.
Then you heard it from me, and now you know it is, Cole.
And now I know it's unreliable.
but, yeah, so hang on to your change. See, maybe her dad had a coin collection, Cole.
Worth millions. I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Well, but you hang on to your change, and then what? You can go spend it, but they just won't give you coins back now? Is that how it's working? You can give them coins, but they won't
give
you change in coin form?
Right.
Is that what the deal is? I don't.
Well, it's not like they're,
is it they're,
they're not completely out of change. I just think they're kind of planning. Can I tell you who's really at fault here? It's those sons of bitches, right, that collected those commemorative quarters with the states on them that are just hoarding them in their basements. It's their fault. Grandma, it's your fault. Whose fault it is.
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why you can't find any quarters that are older than that are from 1964 or older?
Because they're silver.
Because they're silver. So,
what the hell?
Yeah, so.
Wait a second.
So people will take them out of circulation because they're worth well more than 25 cents.
Yeah,
so
I think a quarter in silver is, if you find a silver quarter, I think it's worth about 10 bucks in pure silver. So if you find an old one, hang on to that.
Yeah. What? No, if you have like a bucket of change, you can go through the whole thing.
Dimes as
not,
well.
And not be able to find. Dimes is a different year though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which year it is. But you can totally tell the difference because when it hits the other change, it makes a different sound.
It's like a ping rather than a ting.
Actually, he's pretty much right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
We got some sports stuff we could talk
about. Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
Basically, my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go.
I said Cole is not a sport.
Well, I just want to say, I was like, what the hell's going on? Cole's like, we got sports stuff to talk about. And, then he kicked the music on and he takes off out of the room. Like, who's talking about the sports stuff?
We are.
I didn't have my pen, so I wanted to edit out that long that little pause there we had. So I had to write it down. Which one do you want to start with?
I want to start with the Redskins.
That's what I figured you were.
And I'm angry.
Why?
Because they didn't have to change the name. They could have kept the name, ditched the racist logo, and just switched it over to a potato.
That's what I was thinking you were going with that one.
Okay. They could have just been the Redskin Potatoes. Yep. Honored the heritage of potato farmers everywhere.
But it's Washington, D.C., not Washington, the state where they grow the potatoes.
But still, it doesn't matter. I'm
upset because they're not going to take up the Harlem Globetrotters on their offer. And give them the Harlem Globetrotters offered to let them use the Washington Generals, like the most losing team in pro sports.
That would be amazing. Well, here's my proposal.
Okay,
where do they play?
Washington, D.C.
Perfect. Who lived in Washington, D.C.?
A bunch of hunks of crap.
Our forefathers, right? What were our forefathers? A bunch of racist dickheads, right? What do we need to do as Americans? Remember our history. Remember our history. You are
fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.
Their new name is the Washington Foreskins. Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
I think
just little flappy things.
Are they accepting suggestions from people?
They should.
To vote on?
I think they're going with there's like variations on the word red. So like the Washington Red Tails is one of them. I don't know. I don't get it.
What about the red dudes? And just have like just a generic looking red guy.
Really sunburnt guy.
Just a sunburnt guy or you remember that cartoon Cow and Chicken?
Yeah.
There was that red guy. I forget his name.
Don't know.
I don't know either. It could be just that. A guy like that.
Just a red guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
red guys.
Yeah.
Or the Satans.
Okay.
The Devil's Lake up here in North Dakota had their high school was the Devil's Lake Satans.
Oh, really?
What an awesome name that would be.
What color was the Noid from?
Red.
Red.
It was red.
Yeah. The Washington Noids.
Noids.
The Noids.
It'd be Noids.
Noids. Nice job.
Did you ever play that Domino's video game?
On Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that had to be like Super Nintendo, or was that?
No, that was regular Nintendo. Now, the game was super hard. But
wait!
But it was regular Nintendo.
That little thing you gave me or let me borrow with all the games.
It's probably
on there.
The 7-Up Dots had a video game.
Yeah,
too.
It did.
Yeah. That one was actually kind of somewhat fun.
The Crash Dummies had one too.
Did they?
They did.
The band. I had those action figures too. They were pretty cool.
Oh, my brother got a couple of the crash dummies.
Oh, yeah.
You'd put G.I. Joes in them, and then you'd smash the car into the wall, and the car would crumble, and then you could pretend your G.I. Joe died in a car accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get the dummies out of there. We want real death. Yeah. We want real people to die.
I don't know. The other one I got is the NHL. The 24 teams that are in the tournament are supposed to get together today to start practicing for that 24-team tournament.
Where's that supposed to be held?
I don't know where it's held. I know it's supposed to start on August 1st.
But
I'll tell you which team.
Send all those pro teams to Florida.
I'll tell you which team is probably not going to start practicing today is the Montreal Canadiens, because at least three of their members got the COVID.
Oh. Nice. I was watching, I saw NFL had released, or Oakley for the NFL had released the new face shields that go underneath the helmets to prevent people from spitting on each other and stuff. And I'm like, what a time to be alive. So it's basically your helmet, and then inside your helmet is this plastic shield. So
why don't they just put plastic bags over their head? It can't be any less harmful than the CTE they're going to die from at 45, 48 years old anyway.
There would have to be some technology put into those face shields for like anti-fogging and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
it's high tech, man.
Like, I know when I move, I breathe heavily all the time. It's like it would fog up like can't see.
It plays.
He's got the Darth Vader breathing going on from a flight of stairs.
It's true. Who in this room doesn't? You can do a flight of stairs without going a little
Yeah.
Really? Even once you get to the top, like, two flights of stairs, and when you get to the top...
Oh, then I got to sit down and make sure I'm not dizzy anymore. Yeah.
I'm well-conditioned. I go up three flights every single day.
That's true. But when
sometimes
get,
twice
once
a
you
day.
Get to the top, do you go...
I go...
Yeah,
okay. when we used to
time to poop.
When we used to podcast at Taylor's house, I would walk behind Elijah and start trying to step on the back of his shoe to make
it was the funniest thing ever.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, we had good times.
So a lot of times it would just be me and Elijah running up all three steps after each other.
It is pretty funny when you guys do come over and Elijah's just winded. I'm just like, what's the matter with you?
Three flights of stairs, man.
Running them.
Place
sucks.
Jeez. Get your cardio in, man. But
Fitness.
I think we should experiment with face shields and see what... we should come up with our own face shields, is what I'm thinking here.
Well, the only thing I'd come up with is a face shield with a bunch of holes in it. Just, there it is. Solves the problem.
Problems. Well, there's a new problem.
No, some sort of fan that blows stuff behind you.
Almost like a rest... Or like...
Oh, just full-on scuba
just a
tank.
Scuba... Yeah! Scuba suit. Yeah.
One of those old school ones.
You gotta wear the fins, too.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, yeah.
That would make football so much more fun to watch if they were wearing scuba fins, like trying to run down the field with those things.
Yeah. And honestly, Cole, that might mitigate the CTE because the impacts would not be as hard because they're running around like a bunch of morons.
You might be falling flat on your face, though.
Yeah, but it won't be as hard. So people would be like, dup, 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 boom. And then it would, yeah, the hits would not be as hard. I think you're onto something, Cole. Contact Roger Goodell. Let him know you've got CTE solved.
Yep.
You got this. Nice job, Cole. We're solving problems here.
I deserve a freaking Nobel Prize.
Well
test this
a
out
medical
first.
Prize, not well, a peace prize, but a medical prize.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice job, Cole.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for not applauding.
one clap.
So what day are you guys leaving?
I don't know. Thursday?
Thursday morning.
I'm leaving Thursday morning.
Oh, yep. Morning.
Like right. 8 a.m., 8:30 probably, yeah,
three,
something like that.
3, 4. The morning.
Well, you had said that, and, yeah. I, and then you said noon. I thought,
yeah. So we're all confused.
I don't care what you guys are leaving. I know what I'm leaving. You guys could figure it out on your own.
When you get out there, when you get out,
well, that's because Taylor's like the early bird gets the worm up its butt.
And you're like, oh, no, well, I don't want to be the first.
I honestly believe...
Jason isn't coming, is he?
I honestly believe that Taylor did say up its butt. Like, the early bird gets the worm up its butt. Because
he has
the exact same sense of humor as Adam Sandler making, like, those movies in the mid-90s.
I do remember listening to like Adam Sandler's earlier comedy albums and thinking they were hilarious at the time. But when I listen back to them now, I'm like, I don't know how I thought this was so funny at the time.
It was. It still is.
Well, okay.
Well, Cole, does it or does it not?
It does not.
Oh, jeez. My dad lied to me.
Yeah. Whatever.
My dad's a real piece of work.
I have some news, I guess.
Okay, let's hear it.
This just in. All right. The CDC had released this information, a little fun summer information factoid, okay?
Oh.
All right. Urine...
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Not chlorine causes red eyes and pools.
Ah!
And it's not quite... It's not just urine on its own. It is the combination of the urine with the chlorine.
Okay.
But if it's just regular chlorine in a well-balanced pool, you're not going to get the red eyes that people complain about. It's only if there's...
Urine mixed
well,
in
and,
there.
And turds and stuff too.
Right, right.
But,
there's a lot of people.
And same with that strong smell of like chlorine. That's how you know it's been pissed in.
Oh, so really? How do you, so how come I'm getting such red eyes when I come out of the pool at your place?
Oh, you haven't swam in there?
Why are you guys peeing in the pool all the time?
It's not me. I keep my pool pristine.
So what if you just did 100% chlorine?
You'll die.
Oh, okay. I thought they were making it sound like you could just live your happy life.
Yeah.
Without pee, just don't pee in it.
Yeah. Makes sense on why the cold pool in the YMCA is so much less painful to walk into that room than the warm pool. Like, the warm one, I think that's where all the little kids are hanging out in all the time. The colder pool, that's for old people to lap swim and like.
Well, I haven't been to the Y since they redid like the warm pool, and now it's like a family
center. They?
There's a water slide on there going outside and everything. Yeah.
I guess I haven't been there in like 5 years, 7 years.
Yeah, it's updated, man.
I wonder since they've changed if I'm allowed back in.
Hey, what'd you do?
I'm not allowed to say.
You got caught peeping.
Peeing?
Peeping.
Well, I didn't. It was reverse. It was reverse peeping.
They were peeping. They kicked you out because people were peeping on you. Get out of here!
Well, if you take your pants off in the pool area, they're like, get out.
Oh, I see.
Get out. I'm like, well, stop looking at it! And they looked anyway.
That does make sense.
Reverse peeping.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
All right, I got another piece of news. I don't know if we talked about this one.
Oh, okay.
All right. This just in. All right, fun little thing from Japan. They've banned screaming on roller coasters.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Shut up! I didn't know if we had talked about it. So there is a photo of like these guys, sitting just straight up looking, their eyes
and tell the whole, like,
just them wearing a mask and no joy in their eyes on this roller coaster. Just no screaming. It's to help
people. Are you allowed to woo?
No.
Oh,
no noises.
Just silence.
Yeah. That's,
well, what happens? Are you out of the park?
It says, please scream inside your heart. yeah.
So no wooing. No audible noises.
Yeah.
You get kicked out of the park.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they kick you out.
Get out.
I mean, really, like, once you're way up there and you go, ah!
There's some renegade who's up on the roller coaster who's like under his breath. He's like, "Woo,
yeah,
oh, this is awesome."
I don't know. I think
that's really
culturally though. I think they do follow the rules pretty good.
Yeah,
you know,
over there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Not around here.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. No. Oh. So the carnival's in town too. Did you see that?
Yep.
It's all set up down by
the expo.
Well, they don't. I don't know what they call it anymore.
Yeah, the Thomas something.
They used to call it the expo
in July. I thought that was usually in May, in June.
Yeah. Well, in this climate,
I'm gonna not go.
I drove by it and I didn't see any rides moving, so I don't know what hours they were running or how long they're in town now. But it was set up over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So before we started the podcast, you and I were talking about Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I brought up, I said, what happened to Bronson Pinchot?
Yeah.
And which I don't even know who that is.
He was a big actor in the 80s and part of the 90s. He
Belky,
was kind of
most,
more of
I remember him as Belky.
He's more more of a comedy sort of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But so I looked it up. He's been in a lot of TV shows lately, just like guest appearances and stuff. He's done three movies in the past 7 years, but the one I want to talk about is the one from 2013. It was called Kung Fu and Titties. And he played the name of his character was the Beaver.
You're not going to fine him for that?
Should I fine him?
But titties isn't a bad word.
Does he look familiar?
Twice.
Cole, you are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.
I would say
you don't know, right? He doesn't.
Oh, there he is. I call them breasts, Cole. I recognize the guy, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but
yes, okay,
so
yeah.
He's not doing a
lot of
movies.
He played Serge!
Serge,
Serge.
He was in all of them then.
Serge.
Yeah, he
was. Or maybe was he in the second? Was it just the first and the third one?
No, I think it's the second and the third.
No, it shows him as Serge in the first.
Maybe it was all three then. Serge.
He hasn't been doing a lot of movies lately, but he's in a lot of television work and stuff like that.
Okay.
But
yeah, now I know. If you would have said Serge, I would have known exactly who you were talking about.
I thought you might have mistaken it for the soda.
Hey, Cole, you want to hear some crazy stuff?
Sure.
I deleted Facebook.
Cool.
Completely.
Nice.
Nice.
You they're like, you're, so if you want to come back in 2 weeks, you can come back in 2 weeks.
You're
and I said,
just
no.
You're not on the break anymore.
No, it's done. I put it in there. I'm going to be done forever.
Really? And you Adam, create another account just to troll people now?
I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. I'm like, how are you going to keep those dumb comments to yourself? Like, you're
Twitter.
Build yeah. up. Like,
Twitter.
What are you
Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Twitter
TikTok.
Yeah, and TikTok.
Yeah, he's just switching to other social media forums.
Exactly. And
MySpace.
I was he's back I was on. Talking to Deanne about how stupid Facebook just is, and yeah. how it has just penetrated our culture into what we do and how people get offended and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking to myself, I think a lot of it has to do with the vernacular and how we use Facebook with as the people that we have on our Facebook are our, quote, friends.
Yeah.
You know, so my mom would be like, this person unfriended me. Now, that was Adam Sandler. This person unfriended me. And I was close. Like, I was close. Like, what
I
do you mean?
That was your mom.
I said, who cares? I said, who cares if they unfriended you on Facebook?
Right.
It doesn't matter. But I think the word friend has yeah. penetrated our brain, so we think that that's a bad thing. You know, that they unfriended us. And somehow it's a slight to us, and it's not.
Yeah.
And okay. On TikTok and all these other social media platforms, they're your followers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So if they
I've always hated that.
So if they unfollow you,
I'd be like, this person doesn't worship me anymore.
Come on. Exactly. No, if people want to follow me for my dumb comments, they can find me on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. Adam said the last one I sent him was gold. Or how did you phrase it?
I don't know.
he was.
I probably said something like, wow.
Wow. So, yeah. And, you know, there's 60 seconds on TikTok. We could come up with some great sketches and some great skits, I think.
Jesus, did we just blow through a whole episode?
Is that it?
Of nothing? We didn't talk about anything really of substance.
Yeah, we did.
I brought up coin. We talked about coins.
Cole talked about that ball bearing inside of the thing.
Yeah.
Do that again?
The thing.
The thing.
All right.
The juice bearing. Machine.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this grand illusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Comic Can Movie Reviews.
How many years have we been podcasting?
Dude, I haven't done that in over a year, and then when I finally do it, you catch me doing it.
Yeah, well, and then I was listening to Taylor like banging on the table.
What do you do?
I blew into the mic to make sure that we were unmuted.
Yeah.
Well, oh, just yeah, look at the lights.
Let's go see the lights. What movies did you guys
watch?
Well,
this wasn't a movie review, but I guess we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
So the article I clicked on was about Tom Holland showing off his new Nathan Drake look, which I don't know if we had ever even talked about it or not about an Uncharted movie. I thought we had.
Well,
something maybe a fan-made movie or something, but this is an actual movie where Tom Holland is playing young Nathan Drake, so it's like an origin story.
Okay.
Which they touch a little bit of it in the beginning of
the people who don't know what he's talking about. Uncharted is a video game
that we play online quite a bit.
Yeah, Uncharted 4. I love it. Yeah. I loved all of them.
Yeah,
they're all great.
Yeah, so we Uncharted 3 touches a little bit about when he meets Sully.
Yep.
His, like, mentor, basically. Uncharted 4 shows him a little bit as a kid with his brother.
Right, and there is a Vita game that you'll have to play and review for us, because that's a prequel, if I'm not mistaken. The Golden Age or whatever.
Yeah, I'll look
Golden
into
something.
That one, too. Yeah, we'll see. So, anyway, he's... I was curious on who else was in this movie. Tom Holland, obviously, is Nathan Drake, which I've mentioned. And they were already in production for this. I guess it was delayed because of... COVID. This is due. Damn. It's supposed to come out next July.
Mm.
Next year. Okay. So Mark Wahlberg is
Marky
playing.
Mark
is playing Sully. And it also has. Okay. And Antonio Banderas is in it.
Taylor, you would know him as Puss in Boots from the Shrek movies.
Yes, I have not seen the first Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek 2, of course.
Yeah, Shrek 2. Yeah. He is in that, yes.
So I don't know. I looked on IMDb to see if it said what he was playing. It did not. So I don't know. Ooh, if maybe a villain. I'm guessing, yeah. Sophia Taylor-Ali and Tati Gabriel.
Two ladies are in it as well.
Oh man. Okay. So, it's fine that Tom Holland's doing it, I guess. But I in my head, it was always going to be Nathan Fillion playing Nathan Drake.
Well, he was the one who was in that, like, well, I called it a fan film, but it was a short where he played Nathan Drake. It was like a 13-minute movie. Really?
Yeah, because it looks like him. It sounds like him. I think they literally based his character off of that actor.
Hey, this is young Nathan Drake. Maybe
if he's just going to morph into him. I don't think so.
Why not?
Because he's got a fucked up nose.
When are we getting another Spider-Man movie?
Oh, never.
Well, let me look.
Never.
I had actually heard that they're looking to put Charlie Cox, who played Daredevil in the Daredevil Netflix movies, into a Spider-Man.
What?
Spider-Man movie.
That would be awesome.
Oh, it's a possibility. The other possibility is that they're not going to put the new Punisher series on the Disney Plus because they don't want a bunch of swearing and murder. They're going to put it on Hulu because Disney owns Hulu.
You know,
and that way they can still do the Punisher now, as he was in Netflix.
Disney Plus just added
Marvel,
X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.
Now,
it was really good.
They have all the Fox movies. Yeah. Eventually, I think they're going to move them over. Was it First Class when they saw run into a young, Wolverine? And then they come into the bar.
Oh, he's and only he tells them to fuck off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's First Class, I think.
So, they already took out some of the F words on Hamilton.
Yes.
And are they going to do that with the other movies? And then will they just never release, a Deadpool under their Disney Plus or Logan? Or, I don't know.
Stupid, it's like, then put fucking parental locks on your shit, you fuckers. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like I just love how they don't give any responsibility to the parents. It's like, no, we can't. It's two swears, too many swears.
Two swears is too much.
Too much. Like you're allowed to just blow the shit out of somebody or fuck the shit out of somebody, but we can't have the swears. Man, fuck Disney. And I'll tell you something about Disney.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready to just abandon Netflix and Disney after looking through HBO Max's catalog. Holy shit, have some good stuff in there.
I have not popped on to check that out yet.
Actually, HBO Max is getting a lot of these things. I'm not sure what's happening with my DC Universe app.
Yeah. Oh,
lot of those are going, one or two of them is going to the CW, but the rest is going to HBO Max. But I don't know if it's also going to be on my DC app.
There's talk of another Constantine movie.
Ooh.
I think for HBO Max.
No, that's Justice League Dark. I think it's going to be a series, and Constantine's going to be starring in it.
Okay.
I'll say this. If they dissolve the DC app, you know, with the movies, that aspect of it, and the cartoons, or they merge somehow, I would certainly consider HBO Max.
Yeah.
What are they charging for that?
It's 15. It's the same as it was before with HBO Go.
Okay.
So I tried to set up an account and get that free trial, but they're like, you already have an account.
Oh.
Like, you bitches! Oh. You fucks!
But how long is the trial? If they're
7 days, so okay, I had Deanne. Well, so I had Deanne sign up for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we got the 7 day trial, and I was like, there's some good. I was just, I'm really considering.
Have you ever watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver?
Love that show.
He was making fun of HBO Go because even though he was on it, he didn't know how to get it. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. I love his show. And I like the version that he puts out on YouTube, his whatever story it is, the week story. But I will say his opening content or his opening for the show was fantastic. I absolutely love that show. Great show. But other movies I watched this week. Hamilton,
about time.
I finally got, I've listened to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Loved it. God dang. Mm. I'm probably going to watch it again tonight.
It's
so good. The thing I like about it, though, is pretty much if you listen to the soundtrack, it's verbatim to the show.
Yeah.
There is no real acting
in between,
right?
Or
it's all
anything. Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. So That's why after I watched it twice.
When you say no spoken lines is what you're
not really.
To,
there's
right?
there's a very few, there's very few spoken lines in this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which but is you like really cool. When you listen to it, you get the F words too back, you know. I appreciate that.
Yeah, get those. Well, there's not that many actually.
There's like
and I think that
maybe three
they
two
actually
or three
bleep
fucks.
Out the motherfucker. When he's talking about John Adams, he's like motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah
that's
yeah.
bleeped out cuz you can't say that ever. I don't say that. So anyway, yeah, the show itself is great.
Yeah,
I relate so hard to King George, just so hard.
Do you?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just
Have
a
you
pompous
seen,
bitch.
Or maybe I already told you that. Like that guy is in that Netflix show,
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
I'll have to check it out.
It's pretty good.
Oh,
is
man.
He the lead guy? In
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I did watch some of Mindhunter, and there's
it was
another
weird
because
he's so quiet and reserved in that. Show to see him
a pompous bitch.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, I love it. He's a great character.
Yeah, so good. Did you? And then there was that cancel Hamilton bullcrap going around.
For what now? Why are we canceling Hamilton?
Because people are going back and being like, "Oh, Hamilton wasn't all that great."
He wasn't. But that's what the did they watch the fucking show?
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's like Hamilton. Okay, do people watch the Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay, well, it's sort of like the Phantom. Everybody's like praising this guy as this awesome guy. Dude, the guy was like checking out this little girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he wanted to fuck this little girl.
Okay.
Okay, she grew... Nice. Way to bust that open.
It's hot there.
Okay, so he wants to bang this little girl, and then he grows up, or she grows up, and then he just starts fucking murdering people because she gets engaged to some asshole that she doesn't like. Fuck the Phantom. He's a piece of shit. Also Hamilton. So maybe they should watch the show and figure out what a piece of shit Hamilton was.
Yeah,
he was. So they weren't celebrating him. Fuck that.
All right. What else did we watch?
I watched Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, yeah. Batman.
Thank you. About 26 years late.
I've seen it already, but I'm like, I remember I remember renting that on VHS.
Yeah.
And I watched it again.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It's great.
Yeah, it's very good.
And then what else? That Thing You Do. With Tom Hanks.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen it?
Yeah, and it's got such a...
Picking my heart into
kind of
a million pieces.
Yeah, I like
it. Like you always do.
Cool.
That guy's
good.
No. I've only seen that movie once, but I remember it being pretty good.
Tom Hanks wrote, directed, and was in it. I like that triple threat.
There you go.
God, I can't remember who wrote the music, but when I heard about it, I was really surprised.
Oh, I know who wrote it.
Who?
Fountains of Wayne, the bass player.
Yeah, I was like, what?
He died of COVID.
He died recently, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of Fountains of the band Fountains
Yeah, it was COVID, I believe.
Stacy's mom.
Has got it going.
It was never in that movie.
It should have been.
I know.
All they would have had to do is...
Yeah, throw in some more claps.
We actually did that guy on Dead Celebrities.
We did, okay.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was COVID, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
You heard it here.
I watched...
That Charlize Theron movie.
Yep, The Old Guard.
Yeah, that was good.
Which Whoa! I don't even remember hearing about it. It just suddenly was on there, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I'll watch it.
I was like, oh, she's in this?
I heard
she
about it on NPR.
She makes really good choices. I will watch it. And I got, you know, about halfway through last night and went to bed. But, man, I really want to finish that one.
The one thing Adam said to me before I watched it, he goes, it really sets up a series or, like, a sequel.
A sequel, for sure.
And, I had that feeling that they were going to try to do that, like, just part way through. Because they kept on talking about how she was old and they didn't know how old and, like, some history and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like... Oh, okay, there's definitely room for prequels and sequels to, like, talk about her as a younger person.
Sure, yeah.
I just found out it was a Image comic book.
Yeah, I think I saw some reviews saying that they thought it kind of stuck close to the comics.
Well, they got the writer from the comics to actually do the script.
Okay, well, then I suppose that helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I also watched a Charlize Theron movie this weekend. That Thing You Do. She was in that as well.
Was she?
I don't
recall.
Did I talk about the movie Warrior Nun last week?
Yeah, you said you watched like 8 episodes of it or something.
Oh yeah, I finished that up. But that was also a comic book movie. But I don't think that the
movie or series.
That's a series.
It's a series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't think they stuck too closely to the comic books in that one.
No, I've heard they
changed a few things.
But you still enjoyed it.
Oh, I still enjoyed it quite a lot. Ends on a really weird cliffhanger, too.
But that's good that you didn't see the comics or read them.
Oh, I want to now, because it's crazy.
But the whole thing, it's really annoying for me when I watch a movie where someone's like, well, it wasn't even close to the comic. But I'm like, I liked the movie. Yeah. I don't need this like the movie on its own was good. Did it stick to the comics? I don't know. And I don't care because I just thought it was good.
I watched Fantastic Four.
Yes. Okay.
2016, maybe.
What did you think?
Oh, it sucks. the first.
I still have to watch it. I still have to go. I haven't seen it. I have to go and.
It's like an hour and a half long movie, which is a perfect spoiler time for alert. A movie. It takes an hour for them to get their powers, about 50 some minutes in. And the first part of the movie isn't too bad as a movie.
Yeah, weren't
it's not
you
too bad.
Touched by the friendship that was the bond that they had?
What bond?
You're spoiling it.
The children.
And then when they're after they get their powers and whatnot, they're kind of locked away. Reed Richards takes off.
Mm-hmm.
For a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's how it gets you. That's how it gets you.
I don't know. It wasn't good. And there was the whole movie just had only two scenes throughout the most of the movie. You know, you had the lab and then maybe in the alternate.
Watch this.
Negative zone.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call it that, but whatever it was.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Doom. I don't
know. Why do they always go back to Dr. Doom as the fault? Can they make a Fantastic Four movie without him in it?
Yes, no. And they probably will. But
maybe, I don't know.
He's such a good character in the comic books. And they just haven't done it.
And they ruin him in the movie
every time.
Damn.
You know,
it's all comparing to the comics again.
Just stop it.
Which makes sense, though. Whatever. I get it. But
I watched, speaking of comic book movies, I watched not Kazam, Shazam.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I mean, let me hear Elijah's review.
Well, I'll tell you what I just... the problem I had with that is they didn't follow the... Because it's a reboot, they didn't follow...
We're talking about the one with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, they didn't follow that at all.
That's not Shazam, ridiculous. That's Kazam.
This is
let me tell you what pissed me off.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the newest...
What I'm talking about is I ordered the Shaqueroni pizza, and it was bullshit, Cole!
It was! I told you about that!
Are you talking about the newer comic book?
I'm fucking around. So yes, I did watch the movie Kazam, and you said,
"No, Shazam."
Shazam. Yes, I watched Shazam, starring the big hunky boy. I don't remember his name. What's his name?
Cole. You should know it.
Zach.
We met the guy.
Zach Quint.
Yeah, I forgot.
Chuck.
Oh, Zachary Levi.
That's the
Chuck.
Guy.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Anyway,
is he a big hunky guy?
In the movie, he was.
Oh.
But you said
salivating? What the hell?
A little bit.
No, I said it was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you see it, Cole?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I enjoyed it.
It was. Yeah, I'm surprised. Only because of how long it was. I didn't feel it needed to be as long as it was, but I had fun with it.
It was one of those movies, though, that it didn't feel long because almost all of the scenes were fun.
Right, and it wasn't...
It was not trying to be a depressing, I'm going to hit you over the head with how dark DC Comics...
Well, that was another thing with the Fantastic Four movie. Just the color scheme of it, too. Kind of had that, Man of Steel, you know how dark it was?
Are you talking dark as in,
just the color,
You're talking color, but you're talking, DC dark.
DC, when they always want to just be, as...
Edgy.
Edgelord as possible.
Oh, okay, okay.
And in this, there was some dark stuff, but it was all with the bad guy.
Well,
as far as with the good guy, he wasn't, he was a little bit of a jerk as a kid, but, as a superhero, he was more fun and...
Right.
What's that guy's name again?
And hopeful.
Zach.
No, the bad guy. The villain in this. The actor.
Oh,
he would have made such a good Lex Luthor.
Was it Tucci? Stanley Tucci?
No.
It wasn't him. It was the other guy that looks like Stanley Tucci.
Well, the dark... I was surprised how much they kicked the shit out of the kid with the crutch.
Yeah.
That blew the shit out of me. I'm like, oh, wow. And I'm surprised you liked it as much as you say you do, because the guy had... Well, he wasn't quite the spider person.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys creep me out.
He was halfway there. He was halfway there.
Mark Strong.
Mark Strong.
Yeah, he was really good in that.
But I liked it.
The first time he like uses his power when he's up in the corporate boardroom talking to talking to his family.
And oh, dude,
that was like, whoa, this is a kid's movie. Like, it's like, that was awesome.
It was awesome.
God, it feels like 10 years ago they casted The Rock to play Black Adam for, I guess, his own Black Adam movie. But and then he's going to be in the sequel of Shazam.
Oh, I don't know. Really?
It's taken forever.
Yeah,
get on this.
In that Injustice video game that we would play, the first Injustice video game, they made a version of Black Adam that looks like The Rock.
Oh, really?
And that's an old video game. It's from Xbox 360.
Yeah,
Black Adam says it's coming out in 2021.
Yeah, we'll see.
Expected December 22nd of 21.
Oh, that's end of next year.
They'll push it back a little bit. Probably. It'll be 2022.
Because they can't kiss each other in these movies.
Why not?
Well, I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about how they can't.
Oh.
They're like, because of like the social, like, well, we can't do any sex scenes. We can't do any physical combat scenes. We can't. It's like, what are they going to do? Just talk to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Just CGI?
Yeah.
Ooh.
CGI kiss?
Oh, man, they already did a really bad job on that mustache.
Yeah, that was rough.
Really rough. I wonder, yeah.
Yeah.
Gross. Speaking of that, I was thinking, because the D. Snyder cut is on the HBO Max, I'm thinking of...
D. Snyder.
Yeah, we're not going to take this anymore.
I was thinking about watching it, but then I looked at how freaking long it is. 3.5 hours. And I'm like, I hated the original. Am I really going to force myself to... Maybe I could.
That's already on?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they said the... But I was looking... I don't understand how an extra half hour is going to flesh out enough to make it better.
Oh, no, it won't.
Then why? Why would I watch it?
I don't know, because there's a bunch of crybabies out there.
Well, now they got it.
Upset that the Justice League sucked, so they're blaming it on...
it not being long enough?
Yeah, I guess.
My God. Know. So, I was reading an article, and it definitely made it sound like one of these fanboys that wanted it, but they were trying to justify that extra half hour. Like, well, they really did a good job with this. Let's look at this scene really explained how Batman needed Martha. Wait, which one was that?
That was the Superman.
Batman v Superman.
The cut there.
I'm never watching any of those again.
That was from that Harley Quinn show that they have on the DC app.
That's I still gotta.
There's one episode where they don't have Harley Quinn in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, the first like 2 or 3 minutes is just the animators making fun of the people who want the Snyder cut and people who don't like the new Star Wars movies just bitching. And then they use the last 2 minutes to make fun of that too. It was really like just kind of a subtle, not subtle, what's the opposite? An overt way of saying fuck you to kind of toxic fans. And it was pretty cool.
Fuck toxic fans. That's so awesome, Adam.
You're looking good.
Adam's got his shirt open and he's got his shorts pulled up almost to his chest. He looks like a toddler, but a very hairy toddler that you wouldn't want to pick up.
Come and try.
Wolfman, toddler boy.
Oh, God, it's hot. it is hot in here, man. Jesus.
You know, I love how I got shit for the podcast being up on the third floor, on the south, on the west side, being really hot on a Sunday evening.
Yep.
It's warm in here.
Yeah, I don't feel it
for a basement.
Because for a basement, get a dehumidifier up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I just remember getting up out of the seats at your place and like having to peel my shorts off of them because they were wet with sweat.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we got a whole lot more to talk about, do we?
I don't know. Are we still on movies? Is that what we're still talking about?
I guess.
Oh, I did want to say, too, if Adam was asking how he gets a hold of me now, like with the Facebook, or he wants to video chat me.
You just get a hold of me now.
Taylor Billings at OnlyFans.com.
Okay.
You can watch some videos there.
Okay.
That was gross.
I gotta talk to you
I'm actually upset that the microphone picked that up.
I got something to talk to you about after the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's
it's a video idea.
Oh.
Okay. For my OnlyFans page.
He's always getting a hold of me. When are we going to make a video, Taylor? Well, now's your chance.
All right. Well, I think I'm out. For Comic Con Crazy, I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tyler.
I'm what?
Got him. Yeah.